Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, we are dealing with sunshine. A nice day, 57 degrees. Got our Tuesday talk round going, talking real estate with Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill.
You were saying you're getting busy.
Yeah.
I love hearing that. Well, first, let's cover the numbers, too. You said they're kind of heading in the right direction,
yep,
too.
Yeah, they are. You know, we're seeing some 5.6 now, finally. And, the way they're talking, I think it may go down some more.
All right. Well, I like that idea. So, new listings, okay? You say you got some good new listings. And
yeah, we've got a couple newer ones out there, and there'll be another newer one coming on shortly. Not sure which company, but there will be a newer listing coming on. It's a nice house. And so, you know, it's gotten busy, and we certainly hoped for that. And with the rates going down like they are right now, and we're seeing some 5.6s now, and, you know, the word we haven't had a chance to say for a long time is refinance.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
You know, so that might be part of the game now, and especially if you bought in the last year, because you probably paid 6.5 to 7, and now you can get, you know, a percent lower than that, and maybe if you hang out a little while longer, lower yet. But I'd start thinking about that if you bought a house in the last year.
So generally speaking, I know there's a lot of moving parts, but refinancing, is that somewhat easy to do or easier than it has been?
Well,
educate us here.
It's easier because you're just dealing with your own house. You know, you're not dealing with somebody else's, and you got to go through the home inspections and all the different kinds of things that you would normally do when you buy one.
Yeah.
But a refi is just, you know, changing your money around a little bit to a lower rate, get a lower payment, or maybe you keep the same payment and get down to 15 years instead of 30, you know. So, you know, there are many different angles to look at when you're going to refinance, and that's where your loan officer is going to help you a little bit. But I guess that was in my past. So
I was going to say, that's what you used to do,
you know,
many years ago before you said, you know what, I want to dig further into this.
So it's always fun to work with people and sort of work that side of the coin a little bit, you know, because I can do it myself for people most of the time and figure that out.
But again, through the years, has it gotten more complicated? I would imagine some things complicated, some things easier, like everything else.
Well, you know, the process and all things, I would say, probably isn't a lot different. You know, you still got to get in front of your loan officer, do all your information, check your credit reports. It's the involvement of the home inspection, you know, radon, there are some things that have changed the game a little bit.
Yeah.
So just because you got an offer accepted doesn't mean your deal's going through yet. You know,
sure,
you got a few more hoops to jump through that we didn't used to jump through. So, you know, that part has changed in the business. But, you know, it's just you learn as you go and becomes part of the system.
Let's back up and talk about the new listings too, Steve. Are some of these really good family homes or starter homes, or what do you got?
Well, the ones that I'm thinking of and that I've been involved a little bit, I wouldn't call them starter homes. You know, they're kind of more on the upper ends, probably $350,000 plus. But, you know, they're great family homes. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. But, you know, again, they come with a bigger price tag, and so you've got to be able to swallow a payment like that.
Yeah, right. Location, so, location, location. Good locations on these?
Yes, they're all in good neighborhoods.
Okay.
So, and you know, you talk about that in bigger cities, where to be and not to be. And I don't know that there's a place in Wapton that I would say no to, you will.
Right.
You know, just, you know, you have different families because of, you know, the newer homes a lot of times they're a little bit less money right now, especially out by Walmart. There's some new homes out there that are bi-levels and younger families, so you just have a lot more kids running around, which
sure
is always good.
Yeah, without a doubt. So people listening to this going, you know, I'd like to take a look at these, I need a showing, just give you a call or show up at your offices here on Dakota Avenue.
Yep, we can do that, you know, and, you know, we've got them all on the computer, and we can just look through them and pick out price ranges in a hurry and try to help you figure out what to do next.
Absolutely. Steve, always great to have you in here. Enjoy the rest of the week, my friend. We'll talk next Tuesday, all right?
Perfect.
Steve Dietrich, we're talking real estate from Action Realty, as we do every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.